You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. Up next, it's Flicks at 48 with KCT Allen. Good to have you back, Casey.
Thank you so much.
And what did you review for us this week?
The Old Guard was released on July 10th this year and has become one of the most popular original films on Netflix this month. Adapted from a graphic novel series by Greg Rucka and Leandro Fernandez that was first published in 2017, The Old Guard follows a group of expert, world-weary mercenaries who travel the globe killing terrorists, hiding their identities, and speculating on immortality. The film felt like something from the superhero genre, but its diligently dark attitude and down-to-earth cinematography helped The Old Guard stand out a bit more in the shoot-'em-up, hyper-masculine conveyor belt of action movies. Lots of guns and lots of blood splatters are mixed with dialogue that tries to be sincerely plaintive, but it comes off as forced or fabricated. Charlize Theron's asymmetrical bob haircut looks fierce, but the film's efforts don't reach a fierce level.
So a mild recommendation, maybe?
It was okay, yeah. The Old Guard is moderately exciting and offers some fun ideas, but it doesn't feel inspired enough to be special.
Well, Casey, I want to find out, have you returned to seeing films at the movie theaters yet?
I have gone to the movie theater once in the past 5 months, I believe. There are, I think, maybe one or two new release films available in those theaters, but they are not highly publicized.
All right, Casey. Well, thank you for joining us this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll be ready.